Well, good news if you are not the most skilled at wrapping presents. In fact, the pressure's off.
Indeed. Headline, wrap presents badly and your friends will like them even more.
Wow, that's crazy. Have you already started Christmas gift shopping?
Maybe you're planning to have the gifts expertly wrapped at the store where you buy them or drop them into one of those beautiful gilded gift bags.
That's nice. That takes the pressure off of wrapping. But a study did find the effort might not be worth it, as friends tend to like badly wrapped presents more than those packaged to perfection. What?
Why in the world is this? Well, this study showed that beautifully wrapped presents, researchers claim, create high expectations that the gift inside can struggle to live up to. So the better you wrap it, the more they're like, wow, this is really something great. And then it's, oh.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
But then also, is there pressure like, oh, you got this really nice thing for me. Oh, boy, I don't know if what I got for you lives up to that.
So. Yeah. So how are you at wrapping presents?
Not the greatest.
Because I am
sloppy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay, but I have to say I probably, especially when there's a lot to wrap, because we're very blessed in this country, right? So there's usually a lot of presents that we're wrapping up in my family. And I have to say when it gets to a certain point at night and I'm at a certain level of tired, it's just like, where are the gift bags?
Yeah, right. No, those are nice. The trend toward gift bags is nice.
Well, it's about that time, 10 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. Caleb and Halva with you on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Don't forget Costume Connect coming up 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon. Come see us. Bring the kids in costume. Blink over prizes, candy, and fun. An appearance by Super Weber 1 to 4 this afternoon. But before that, we got to get you caught up. You busy folk like to stay connected with everything that's going on in the world in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We know that, but we know how busy you are. So we bring you that info in condensed fashion every Friday morning. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Candy is almost 11% more expensive this Halloween season than last year.
The scariest thing about Halloween 2025 isn't the costumes, it's checking out at the grocery store.
For sure.
A survey found that about a quarter of Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth.
And about 90% of all social media influencers believe that the world revolves around them.
I would have thought higher.
The record for a self-supported hike on the Appalachian Trail was set this year by a guy who did it in just over 45 days.
He thanked his family, his trainer, and most importantly, the bear that was chasing him. Scientists say misophonia is the inability to endure other people's chewing, crunching, or sniffling.
A sufferer's worst nightmare is to be trapped in a room full of six-year-olds with colds during lunchtime.
Yikes.
Researchers say that Tyrannosaurus rex dinosaurs would not only eat other dinosaurs, but also each other.
Sounds like Congress.
Yeah.
An annual forecast for holiday retail sales predicts customers will be dialing back holiday spending 10% over last year.
Finally, a Black Friday where I won't get trampled.
That's a relief.
Finally, daylight saving time is ending. Are you ready to set your clocks back this weekend?
Usually it means an extra hour of sleep, but for others, it's just an extra hour to polish off more of their kids' Halloween candy.
Shh, don't wake the kids.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. We now have another Saturday artist to let you know about, and this will be in the 3 o'clock slot on Saturday afternoon as we get closer and closer to that finale with OneFest.
All right, Caleb's going to have the announcement following the drum roll before 7:30 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Breaking the news here.
The next artist is Rachel Lampa. You keep me
hanging on. Rachel Lampa, outstanding.
Absolutely, such a big fan of her music. Kind of a comeback recently. Of course, she was very, very popular in Christian music back in the day and took some time off. Again, has a family and now coming back with some great, great music. You're hearing High Hopes, Perfectly Loved with Toby Mac, I believe was her most streamed song ever. She just has a wonderful heart, great singer, great songwriter, and she's going to be coming Saturday afternoon to OneFest.
Shelley, sending her connection from Shatek, says, I've been listening over 15 years. WWIB is on in my kennel 24/7, and I listen to the morning show and throughout the morning while grooming dogs. Your station is the best. One of the topics came up was you, Caleb. I said, Doss, you ran the board Friday night for that game, Chai and Wanaki. He's like, yeah, you know, Dad, you got to hear one of Caleb's calls. He says, you know, he's telling his friends and our family, he's like, Caleb, typically so calm, cool, and collected, but you get him on a high school football call like this one.
Right side, Talon Schultz, nice cut, Schultz, look out! So long,
come on, finish this.
Talon Schultz to the house. Oh my goodness, Talon Schultz goes the distance in one play.
So I guess part of my weekend overlapped into yours.
It was a fun play. We've had a fun contest going on, the Ultimate Cheesehead Contest. Here is what our grand prize winner will take home in addition to the prizes they already won. A Green Bay football sweater from Muldoon's Menswear, a $250 gift card from Festival Foods, a 10-pound cheesecake decorated however they want from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, and a year of cheese curds. That's free cheese curds every week for 52 weeks. A year of cheese curds from Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls. Thank you, everyone, for playing, for entering, for qualifying. And now, our grand prize winner is...
Liz Faulkner from Menominee.
Congratulations, Liz. Enjoy those prizes. And thanks for being our ultimate cheesehead. This was a lot of fun. And Havel, we may just have to bring it back again next year.
I think so.
Hi, Whip listeners. Just calling to connect for October Connect Month. Whip is a blessing to this community and to anyone who listens even further away from the Chippewa Valley.
It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. And now is the point in time where we give you the first clue.
Yeah. So again, the first clue is still. That's still in use.
It is estimated that there are 18 million of these still in use around the world.
Christy Eau Claire.
Hey, Christy, go ahead.
A VCR.
Is it a VCR? Is it a VCR? 18 million of those still in use around the world?
It is! Way to go, Christy! You're going to the candy store!
You're a winner!
Well done!
You're a winner!
Now, the follow-up question, do you have a VCR still in your home?
I do not have a VCR, but I do have VHS tapes, all of the Disney ones from like 40 years ago when my daughter was little.
Hi, Whip family. This is Julie from Eau Claire. I already wrote my Connect on paper this year, but it doesn't hurt to say it again. I just really appreciate all that Whip does, not only in spreading the gospel, but in creating efforts that help the community. Even from the Feed My People that's going on right now, the We Care Eau Claire, the single moms, you guys just do so much to help people who are in need in the community. Your kindness jar, that was awesome too. So way to go, Wib. We love you. I love you. Keep it up.
We broke a little news with Heather Fleshinsky just about an hour ago.
Yes, indeed. Matt Maher joining us at OneFest 2026. Matt Maher will be the 7 o'clock artist right before For King and Country on Saturday night.